Amen. Would you remain standing a moment longer as we read our gospel reading today, which comes to us from the Gospel of John. In the very beginning, chapter 1, verse 1, hear now the good news. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through Him. Without Him, not one thing came into being. Now what has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. For the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Now there was a man sent from God whose name was John. And John came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. Now he himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. Now he was in the world, and the world came into being through him, and yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or the will of man, but born of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. For John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' Now from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. For no one has ever seen God, but it is God the only Son, the one who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." Brothers and sisters, this is the word of God for us, the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Would you take a moment to pray with me and for me this morning? Holy God, in this moment we pray that you might break open our hearts. You might give us the eyes to see and the ears to hear. That your light might shine forth. That we might come to see you. That we might come to know you. And that we might come to love you. Amen. So what do you do when God moves into the neighborhood? More specifically, what do you do when God moves into the wrong neighborhood? When God moves over, if you will, across to the other side of the tracks, to the part of town that you've been told your whole life, you know it's not safe to walk alone at night down those streets through that neighborhood. What do you do when God relocates next door to the most unexpected of places and God turns up among the least likely of people? A backwoods town like Nazareth, where everyone knows what good can come from Nazareth. I think that's exactly the kind of question John is asking us to wrestle with as he begins his gospel. As he's preparing to tell the story of the good news of God's unending love made real for us in the person of Jesus, John starts not with angels, not with the cute little infant Jesus in the manger, not with shepherds and wise men, but John starts at the beginning, at the very beginning, beginning that Rita offered to us earlier from Genesis. The story that in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void and darkness covered the face of the deep. In the beginning, when the Spirit of God hovered over the waters of chaos. In the beginning, in the midst of darkness, God spoke forth light. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light, and God separated the light from the darkness. calling the light day and the darkness night. And there was evening and there was morning. There was night and there was day. There was darkness and there was light that shines forth from the darkness. And John says, this is the beginning of the story of God's love for us. The story that rings true still today, that the God who broke forth light from the darkness and the void of creation is the God who continues to shine forth light into the dark places of our own lives and our own world today. In the least likely of places, among the most unexpected of people, God's light is always breaking forth into our lives. And John says, in the beginning, yes, in that beginning was the Word. The Word that God spoke forth to bring creation into being out of nothing. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, but better yet, the Word was God. And John says, every single thing that has life in its bones, every single thing that came into being through Him. John says, what came into being was life itself. And that life was light for everyone, for all people. And John says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not, the darkness cannot, and the darkness will not overcome it. John traces the good news of God's love all the way back to creation and through all those people, through the stories of Scripture, who have been the ones that point towards the light. The people that show us what it looks like to grow towards the source of our life. People like John, who came ahead of Jesus, the John who baptized Jesus, the John who pointed the way to the light that was coming into the world in the least expected of places. Pointed the way to the carpenter, the peasant, the wandering homeless rabbi who was born to an unwed teenage mother, coming into the world in the least expected of ways. John says, even though everything in the world has its source and being in that light, when the light comes into the world, more often than not, we simply miss it. We don't recognize him. We miss him. But, John says, the Word that has created since the beginning of time, the Word that has been about the business of bringing God's love to us, the Word became flesh. The eternal became temporal. The infinite became finite. The all-powerful took on the vulnerability of a human body. Paul says in Philippians, Jesus Christ, although having the form of God, emptied himself, poured himself out to be like us, taking on the form of a servant, of a slave, so that through the vulnerability of flesh and blood, we might come to know more deeply God's great and abiding and eternal love for us. I love the way Eugene Peterson paraphrases in The Message. He says, and the Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. God left the safety and security and tall fences and abounding acres of eternity and crossed over to the other side of the tracks. Pitched his tent right next to our single wide, taking up residence in our very own backyard. The Word became flesh and lived among us, and John says, this changes everything. For how long has no one been able to see the face of God? Think about even Moses, who was that prophet that was the closest to interacting and conversing with God as one talks with a friend, Deuteronomy says. And yet even Moses had to avert his gaze as God passed by and he looked at God's back. But John says, when the Word becomes flesh and moves into the neighborhood, we get to see the face of God in Jesus. We get to feel the hand of God that heals and comforts. We get to hear the voice of God that teaches and exhorts. We get to see the face of God that looks much like our own faces that we see staring back at us in the mirror each and every day. We get to see the face of God that looks much like the faces that we see amongst our family and our friends and our coworkers and the strangers at Walmart and Lowe's. We get to see a God who begins to look like someone we know and we love. And through Jesus, we get this direct line right into the heart of God's love and what that looks like and means for us in our lives. John says this changes everything when God packs up, moves across to the other side of the tracks, and sets up shop right in our own backyard. This is the deep mystery and beauty of this thing we call the incarnation, Word made flesh. And I think this community in particular has known how to live into that deep mystery of the incarnation in some really powerful ways throughout our history. 150+ years ago, before the first Methodist circuit rider ever came through Wise County, God had already moved into this neighborhood. And the very first people, the very first lay people that had roots in the Methodist tradition that began to gather together and share with each other the truth that God loves them, no matter where they come from or who they are or what they have done with their lives, they began to gather together here in Wise County and here in Decatur. There was a couple who opened up their home as a place where this community could begin to gather to sing together and pray together and delve into Scripture together to get to know the God who has loved them since before they were born. And those First Methodists that would form First Methodist Church here 150 years ago knew, were able to see so keenly that God was at work here in this neighborhood. That God's light was shining forth in the dark places. And that they were called to be witnesses to that light. Many years ago, when this congregation and community was discerning the possibility of relocating away from our downtown property here and purchasing a larger piece of land out closer to the highway where new homes and subdivisions were being put in, through deep prayer and discernment, this community really truly believed that God was still in this neighborhood, that God was still here in our own backyard. And that God still had work for us to do, being bearers of the light, being witnesses of the light, to shine in the dark places around us. For our neighbors walking through the darkness of food insecurity, not being able consistently to put food on the table for their children and their grandchildren and their families. For our neighbors walking through the darkness of alcohol and substance abuse for themselves and the ones that they most love. For our neighbors walking through the darkness who are kids trying to navigate the foster care system. For our neighbors all around us who are attempting to navigate the darkness of this world, this community believed so deeply that God was already at work here in this place and in their lives. And that God had work for us to do here. Several years back, when a piece of property came available right over across Pecan Street here, and this community, this congregation, was discerning about what could be possible, what sort of candle might be lit, what sort of light might shine forth with an old fire station and a piece of land. This congregation, this community, through deep prayer and discernment, believed that 150 years later, God was still here in this neighborhood. God was still here, literally in our own backyard. God had taken up residence among us and still has work for us to do. As we move into the stages of beginning to form some of the dreams that were first laid out many, many years ago for this piece of property across Pecan Street, it's formed into this community we've begun to call Pecan Street Mission, a new faith community that is anchored so deeply in the long history of faithfulness of the people called Methodists at First Church Decatur. As this new community begins to form and shape, as we reach into people's lives, as we begin to meet our neighbors and families and friends, that 60% of people in Wise County who will select on their census that they have no affiliation with any community of faith, that they have no affiliation with any community of God's love that is pouring into their lives, that is pouring into the lives of their children. We believe that God has already taken up residence here in our own backyard. That God is here in our neighborhood. And that through this new adventure of planting Pecan Street Mission, of inviting new people to experience the love of God for the first time, or for the first time in a very long time, for the call that it is to invite people who have been abused and hurt and neglected by the church in the past, that have been told because of who they are or what they have done in their past that they are no longer welcomed or loved in the community, that God has called us to be the light. God has called us to follow into the places where the light has already moved in among us, to be bearers of the light and to proclaim boldly and unashamedly that the light shines in the darkness. And for so much longer than 150 years, the light has shined in the darkness, and the darkness has not, cannot, and will not overcome it. And we, if we're paying attention, if we look so very closely, if we have our eyes and ears and hearts attuned what God is already doing in our midst, if we look just right outside, we'll find that God has already moved into the neighborhood. God has already taken up residence among us. God has already pitched his tent in our backyard. My friends, this changes everything. Thanks be to God. Amen.